And let yourself just be in your body, in the chair, in this moment, giving yourself the space to relax, to let your mind just soften and feel what is left there is an open, receptive space, a space where love can flow into and is welcomed in that space, a space where the messages and the wisdom of the Star Mothers and Kryon flow into that space. And as you feel that, continue to make space around your heart for the healing that comes along with the message. There is energy, not just in the message, in the words, but in the room. Let that in. Say yes to that. This time is for you. These teachings are for you. This love and this healing is for you.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. In the beginning, there was love. Before there was anything physical, any universe, any galaxy, there was love. When the membranes of interdimensionality collided that started this, you call the universe, there was love. When this, which is your galaxy, was formed with the physics that it has, there was love. And as this world you call Earth shaped itself and cooled down and life began, there was love. When it was time for the biology here that was human to receive that which was the knowledge of oneness, there was love. And all these thousands of years later, as you sit in the chairs, there is love. It is a creator that never changes, ever. A source that is dynamic and yet static in that it constantly morphs to become expanded, and yet there's always love. And dear ones, as you study this, which is the beginning core information taught to beginning humanity, there is love. And in this, I want you to know that you are part of this source. Dear ones, part of the change of DNA from being a 24-chromosomed animal to a 23-chromosomed piece of God, part of that was imbuing in you the attributes of the central source, of all that is, of the hub. I want to remind you of something. When you say DNA, what do you think of? Do you think of the trillions and trillions of molecules in your body, which are DNA? Or do you think of one molecule that has a trillion sisters and brothers that are identical? And I ask this question because it's almost like the question of your soul. You think you have one soul. What if you had trillions of souls that were all identical? And how would you deal with that human being, and how would that help you to understand more about the love of God? What it does is this. It tells you that things are more complex, but yet filled with love, benevolence, and beauty beyond anything that you can imagine. In your body, it is the mirror of so much that goes on that you cannot see. One molecule of DNA is identical to every other molecule, trillions of them, in your body. Together, they all build into a field. That's the reason there are so many of them. It's not just biological. It just doesn't fit into the scheme of molecular structure. There is a part of it that is multidimensional, the 24th invisible chromosome, the one that gives you that which is choice and connects you to something called a higher self, a self that's you, which exists beyond the vibration of a corporeal you outside of the body. Profound it is, but there's more. I want to get personal for a moment and talk about those who believe that you might have been in Lemuria. Now, Lemuria spanned thousands of years. There were up to 30 million of you who passed through that system. So it wasn't just a few. And in this shift called 2012, the precession of the equinoxes, that you are still part of, in this, all the Lemurians who ever lived are here today, still living. And many of them are awakening. And they're awakening to this shift because the core information starts to awaken within them. And in that awakening, they ask questions, simple ones. Have I been here before? What is it I feel? I'm feeling things that almost push for an answer, and yet I'm not sure what the question is. I'm pushing for resolution without a puzzle. Unless you say the puzzle is simply the question I cannot answer. Some are saying these things. They are wandering around saying, there's something more. I know it. These are the ones who are starting to recognize their old souls. And in the recognition of old souldom, that is, that you are an old soul, it requires you believe in something else, that a soul returns and returns and returns. How many lifetimes have you had? I'm going to call this message tonight completion. Completion. And I want to tell you about this journey that you're on. Some have called this reincarnation. We call it expressionism. That your soul comes back in a different expression. And that would be a different vessel, a body that is different. It's a different expression of the same soul. Reincarnation would indicate a complete and total turnover. A reboot, a restart, That is not how we see it. Let me give you something to think of. Did the Pleiadians reincarnate? Absolutely. They had many expressions. And the reason that we would not use that reincarnation word for a Pleiadian is because when they came back, when they were evolved enough to know who they are and who they were, when they came back as a different expression and woke up as a child, it wasn't long before they remembered the last one. And the reason is because their DNA was working at an efficiency rate of almost 90%. Yours is at 35%. The evolution process of the human being is the evolution of consciousness. Put yourself in a place thousands of years from now, generations from now, with an evolving spirit, and you will have children coming back, and as though it were the most natural thing, they will remember who they used to be, who their parents were, what they had learned, and they will understand a continuing. And it changes death. Oh, can you imagine? As long as you might live, a day when you take your last breath, for whatever reason, and you could look in the eyes of your loved one and smile and say, I'll see you later. And you would. The turnaround time for a Pleiadian, it's about a month. A month. And with agreement, born into another family, when they were old enough for that expression to remember, they would look back and find that loved one and say, I'm back. I love you. And they would say, and when it's your time, you look me up, because now you know where I am. And the family goes on and on and on and on and on. And there is love. You don't have that yet, but the principle is the same. Death is not a completion. It's an expression. In this day and age, what were you taught, metaphysician? What were you taught about the turnaround time of a human being that will come back into the next expression? A decade? More? How long does it take on the other side of the veil to do whatever you think is happening there? That's the question. What you think, you have no idea what's really happening there. The more evolved the consciousness is that leaves the planet in death, the sooner they come back. What would you think about a year or less? And that's where it is today, old soul. You want to know one of the reasons you are so positive that you have come here many times, and that's because your turnaround time is minuscule. You're come right back. But that's really not what I want to tell you about. The process is the same, but you don't remember, do you? You will. And that is part of another channel and another subject, and I've given that before. The death has really no sting except for the people who were around you, because you're coming back. And here is the channel I want you to hear and the message. Old souls have a complete and total sense of completion because you've finished the age. The dispensations have churned through society. You've come to the end. The shift has happened. And now you realize you're facing a final passing. There's the feeling of total completion. And among you, I will tell you, the majority of old souls, especially those who are Lemurian, have looked at all of this in the thousands of years that the precession of the equinoxes has churned over. The thousands of years that you've been here and you've looked at all of this as one journey. And there's something inside you that says, I'm finished. I've done my job. We made it. I don't have to come back anymore. This is prevalent. And the profundity of this is that there has been a completion of the age, a completion of free choice, a completion onto graduation. You've gone through the motions. You've gone all the way through the grades. You've learned and learned and learned and learned. And now comes this graduation. You made it through the shift. A shift that was not guaranteed at all. A shift that only happened in the last few years before 2012, when things started to turn around. There are seniors in the room who remember when you didn't think you were going to make it because World War III was coming. And the prophet said so. World War III is coming. And the prophets went on to say the specifics of it. It's in the scripture, the Armageddon. A time that most would die. And yet somehow a time when masters would come back. It was all so confusing, wasn't it? But it was the end. Those outside of scripture were saying the same thing, many of them. They were taking a look at the planet and all that was and what was in the field and saying this, you're not gonna make it. And some said it was the year 2000. Others, especially those of the ancients, said it's more like the precession in 2012. Regardless, 12 years is nothing. It was the end. It was the end of a cycle. Thousands of years cycle. And old souls knew it. There are many of you who came into this life way before 2012. And I've told you about that. What kind of a human would have a soul on the other side of the veil before you came in, when you'd face off with the family and the love and the beauty? And after you've chosen your family in a process that you cannot believe, because it is so beautiful and yet so complex and so wonderful. Who is going to teach who what? What's going to happen this time? But they would look at you. I was there. I still am. And in all of the wisdom of God itself, they would say, you know, don't you, that there's a chance you will be incinerated with your family around you. And you're not going to make it. You're about ready to be born into a planet of war. You're about to be born into a planet that continues to do the same thing, expecting different results. You're about ready to go into a prophecy that said you're not going to make it. And in a horrible fashion, you will die. All of you. Probably much at the same time. So great will it be, and so ugly will it be, that even the galaxy will know it. when the earth almost disintegrates with thousands of nukes going off at the same time. No projection could possibly understand what happens when the atmosphere catches fire. And that's where you're going. And the reaction you had, dear old soul, dear Lemurian, dear one who was completing the cycle, your reaction was this. But it hasn't happened. And in the field, there is the potential of something grand. Why would you think that? Even with the mind of God, why would you think that? And the answer I'm going to give is this, because you went through it before as a Pleiadian, and you saw it. And you saw last moment turnarounds. You saw genocide on at least two of your planets. You saw the ugliest of the ugliest of the ugliest, and you went through it. And you came back anyway. And against all odds, there was the same kind of a precession of the equinoxes called something different. And you went through it, and the evolution began. And then there was a planet you were on that had no more war, and they had respect for one another, and human consciousness started to evolve and grow into a place you can't even imagine. That's why you said that. That's why, because you know, Earth is not the only place where you've had expressions. Here you sit today, done with it. I went through it. We made it. I'm done. No, you're not. And here's what I want to tell you. The impression you have is because you've come to the end of the age and you feel a tremendous weight starting to be lifted that says you're not going to have to come back as you were before. You're not going to have to go through this as you did before. I'll tell you, you're right. Because when you awaken the next time, old soul, you're going to remember a whole lot of today. Not the specifics, not your name, not yet. Not who you were or your relatives, not yet. But you're going to awaken in a new earth with new energies that support everything shamanic. Everything you touch will come with an intuition of what you did before that didn't work. How would you like to be reborn? Never make the same mistakes you did. That's who you'll be, and you are returning because you've got another age to start. This dispensation of compassion leads to still another one. A dispensation of mastery, and you will go there, where human evolution will take you to a place that's beyond, beyond. You are so young. Would you like to meet humans that have had civilizations working together on the same star system in several planets for over a million years? Do you think there would be differences when they look at you and say, we haven't had war. It's in a history book somewhere. We're not interested because we don't do any of that anymore. It's not us. Those were the barbaric years. Those were when we were animals. And today we're masters. That's what they tell you. This shift, dear Lemurian, is the end of the old cycle. You're going to come back with a touch of mastery, all of you. Fresh, new, not tired, with things working. We need you. When you go to the other side of the veil, there'll be a process, a system, a consciousness that you cannot even believe or that I can even describe of how the planning works. But you're all coming back because that's what you ask. You wouldn't miss the party, would you, really, honestly? All of this work you put in for thousands of years, all that you've gone through, this is the completion of that. And when you come back, it will be the beginning of something else. Not like you've had, but something else. And that is what I want to tell every single light worker, old soul, who is listening to my voice right now. You feel you're complete. You are. You're complete with an old, old way of doing things. You're complete with a civilization who doesn't see who you are. You're complete with a civilization that wants to only war and then war and then war some more. And you're going to start a new one that will begin to evolve into something that makes more sense. And all of these issues and problems of the day, you will look back on and laugh at. Laugh at. What are you going to do about the pollution, you'll say? What are you going to do about the rape of the earth, you'll say? Let me give you something to think about. In a few generations, you won't even recognize the question, because those things won't be there. Because an evolved consciousness will not rape the earth, will not pollute themselves, killing their own kinds. They won't have to. There will be no resources at all needed to make energy. You're going to use other things that do not pollute, that you don't have to dig for. Oh, except one. Heat. You know that. It's at your feet, don't you? If you dig far enough down, you can have all the heat you want. And that heat will make steam. And that steam will make engines. And those engines will produce everything from electricity to water desalinization. You don't need anything that you take from the earth. And Gaia will respond with clean air, with more oxygen, with a cleaner ocean. These things are coming because of the consciousness that you will have when you come back. When you come back. Because you're coming back. It's a different way, is it not, of thinking about your soul, the purpose of it, what it's doing, where it's going. You've waited so long for this. Every time I do this and talk about these things, I also have to remind you that this shift is brand new. You are a baby in the shift. You are infants in the shift. And only a few of you even admit there's a shift. But as time goes forward and the weather starts to shift, as we said it would, as some of the prophecies will start to come true, as we've discussed they are in the field, have you seen more and more integrity start to appear on the planet and expose things that have always been there? You'll see I'm right. I told you before, I'll just throw it in again. I want you to know where you're going. I want you to watch those in high sacred places be called on the actions that are not commensurate with the magnificence of their position. To be called on it and to fall. Many, not just one. Systems fall over that have always been there. Because suddenly you see they're not in integrity. There are things that have crawled around in the dark. Crawled around in the dark. There are systems that are evil that crawl around in the dark, and they've been crawling around for decades. And one of them goes like this: the enslavement of children for sex. The enslavement of children for sex. Could there be anything more diabolical, any more low energy than this on the planet? The answer is yes, but this is one of them. Watch soon for this to be exposed and to be the subject of the day, to have all manner of things come forward you never expected, and for it to be cleaned up. And when you start to see that, I want you to remember this day. It's in the field, dear ones. It is already in progress, dear ones, and it reflects a higher consciousness humanity that is not afraid to go into the dark and correct things that are not magnificent. That's evolution. You're only a few years into this, and already you're starting to see those kinds of things. And I'm here to tell you, it's because of what you've done. You're in the shift. But the main message today is completion. Every single one of you, including my partner, will have a last breath. How many of you have the courage to celebrate it? And knowing that it's just the end of one expression going to another. And if you could, you would look at those around you before you pass. And you say, I'll be back. And then we've talked about the miracle of soul splitting and soul journeying. And if you haven't had that, you must revisit this. Because your soul splits and part of it stays with the ones left behind till the end of their days. And if they wish to, that they can smell you or hear you or be with you or sit alone and know you're there. It's a beautiful, benevolent system. It's complex. Many people don't believe it. And if you don't believe it, you won't experience it. That's free choice. But if you cognize it, it starts to become real. And you relax in the arms of a God that loves you so much that they'd provide a system that would give you company and comfort you and love you, even though you think you're alone. And when the earth is finished, in the millions of years it may take for the sun to be finished, far, far time away, when that happens, I can tell you something. You won't be here because you'll know enough to move, and you won't have any trouble leaving, and you won't need a spaceship to do it, and there will be love. That's the message. Could it be any clearer? That there's a benevolent God, that you were born magnificent into this life, this expression, and that the galaxy knows you, and there are those in this galaxy millions of years older than you who look just like you, who have a consciousness that could hook to yours and are proud of you and applaud you and are looking to see how fast you'll learn and compare it to them. There will be some times coming you'll wonder if any of this is so, because the darkness loves to fight back, but it won't win. Those who have no oneness, those who don't understand it, don't want it by free choice, are the ones you're fighting. Make no mistake, dear ones, you're not fighting evil forces that are demons or outsiders. You're fighting humans. who have dark consciousness and want to keep it that way because it worked for them in the past, and they still don't know there's a shift. Finally, this. Interesting consciousness is, there are certain kinds of consciousnesses that cannot look at themselves and see who they are. A fool does not know they're a fool, and we have said this before, and they will continue to be a fool when all around them people are getting up and leaving or rolling their eyes or not wanting to talk to them, and they'll come back later and continue to be a fool. A fool does not even know they're a fool. And a person who is in the dark, trying their best to keep the darkness going in an old time, in a barbaric time, does not know they're doing it. But they will be defeated. Because today there is more light coming than there's ever been before. More children being born who are starting to wake up into a new energy and realize they're enabled. They're not disabled as they were before. And a group of old souls that will sit in a room like this for 2 days and study eclectic things, symbols and words and ideas and concepts that are thousands of years old and start to awaken to them again. And some of them will even say, I remember this. I remember this. And you'll go on to build new teaching wheels that are far more advanced because of the multiple Akashas that you now have. It will happen. It will come. These are the things that we look at and tell you about that are beautiful, that we see happening in the field. And we invite you to feel it. And know that in all of this, you're never alone. Ever. For now. And so it is.